Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The center fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The first baseman, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting third. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Holler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton takes first base on ball four. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock scores. Burton moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burton scores. Santo moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Santo. The throw from Holler and he is out, Davenport applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ellsworth. Keene moves to second. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Keene moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella strikes out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel hits a pop-up towards short. Pagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burton strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo is hit by the pitch. Brock moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. Santo moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Gaylord Perry now pitching. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keene strikes out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-1 in the game. Bacabella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel strikes out. There goes Bacabella. The throw from Haller to second, and Bacabella is out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davenport moves to third. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to second for the out. Davenport scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field. Burton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burton. Haller moves to third. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a line drive into right field. Brock picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brock. Haller scores. Perry scores. Keene moves to third. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou takes first base on ball 4. Pagan moves to second. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Willie Mays. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Cap Peterson now playing left field. Harvey Keene now playing right field. Felipe Alou now playing center field. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brock strikes out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burton moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peterson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Burton scores. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Cubs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport juggles the ball. That's an error on Davenport. Williams scores. Hubs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Cubs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bacabella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellsworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Burton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rogers moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Haller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubbs takes first base on ball 4. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Pagan hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Alou moves to second. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alou scores. Peterson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport bunts in front of the plate. Burpell fields it and throws to first for the out. Peterson moves to third. Cepeda moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hiller strikes out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Haller takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie McCovey now playing left field. Don Larson now pitching. Lindy McDaniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDaniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Brock bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Brock moves to second. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Burton takes first base on ball 4. Brock moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock scores. Rogers moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-5, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Banks now playing first base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Don Larson. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hubbs strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-4 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Lindsay covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cepeda hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and San Francisco Giants, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.